This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Today is Thursday, May 6th, 2021. On the podcast today, we'll take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at how to say no, stand your ground, assert yourself, and make yourself be seen without guilt or awkwardness. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1, The Importance of Saying No. Imagine a couple is planning their wedding. Because both come from big, close families, everyone gets involved in the plans. And soon, every parent, aunt, uncle, cousin, and distant relative is weighing in with their opinion on how things should be done. The engaged couple, wanting to be nice and show how appreciative they are for all the help they're getting, accept more and more interference, saying yes to every new person added to the guest list despite their reservations. They hold their tongues when people ignore their wishes or steer things in a different direction. You probably already know how this story ends. Soon, the wedding doesn't remotely resemble what the couple originally wanted, and stress is at a fever pitch. Eventually, one or both of them loses their temper and puts their foot down. The families on both sides are hurt and confused. Jeez, no need to be rude. If you didn't like it, why didn't you just say so? If you're reading this book, chances are you've had a similar experience in your own life and would like to know how to avoid reaching this kind of breaking point again. Good communication, empathy, and knowing how to compromise are wonderful skills to have. But in this book, we'll be talking about a skill that is relatively undeveloped in some of us, the art of saying no. Having firm and healthy boundaries that you are comfortable asserting is a non-negotiable part of good mental health and self-esteem. But learning to say no is about so much more than simply putting your foot down with pushy family members to save some drama. The benefits of speaking up to defend your own boundaries and limits go far beyond this. Why saying no is so essential. Saying no is about... Chapter 2, Reset Your Mindset About Saying No. In reading the previous chapter, some ideas and thoughts might have stood out to you as particularly relevant in your own life. Why do you find it difficult to say no? What is stopping you from saying no? Or, on the other hand, what compels you to say yes when you don't really want to? In this chapter, we'll be looking at how mindset matters. The way that you look at things changes what you see. Your mindset is a story you tell yourself, a filter you look at life through, and a set of core beliefs and values through which you interpret everything. From inside one mindset, saying no is a selfish, dangerous act that won't go unpunished. From inside another mindset, it's just an ordinary act of everyday self-care. If you believe that you are fundamentally worthless, you may be tempted to constantly act in ways that prove or earn your value to others. But if you value yourself and see your needs and limits as something to protect, then you're seldom pushed to blindly seek out approval from others, regardless of the cost to you. What's important here is that your attitude is everything. Two people may experience the exact same degree of pressure and obligation in life, but one will perceive it as manageable, while the other will experience it as completely crushing. It can take a long, long time to reprogram all our deep thought patterns and knee-jerk behaviors, but one core belief that you can commit to starting with is the belief that you can change, and that you are a worthwhile person with both good and bad qualities, and can find healthy and satisfying ways to just be you. Believing in your own self-worth will give you resilience and the courage to make changes. It will... Chapter 3, Train Your No Muscle, Proven Tactics to Help You Say No. The very first time you say no and mean it after a lifetime of being a yes man, it might feel awkward and uncomfortable. As you practice the exercises covered in the previous chapter, you might find it a little easier,
but still challenging. You may notice that when you speak up and assert a boundary, people are more respectful than you expected, or that the extra boost in confidence makes it easier to assert that boundary next time. Just like we exercise regularly to train and strengthen our muscles, we need to regularly exercise our no muscle to make sure it's healthy and robust. At first, it will seem really hard. This is like the lifelong couch potato who tries a super intense workout for the first time in their life. It's not going to be pretty. But the thing about learning to say no is that it's not dissimilar to gradually getting more fit. Every time you do it, it becomes easier. If you're finding the mindset switch difficult, take heart that it won't be this difficult forever. Gradually, your attitude will change, your self-concept will adjust, and you'll find it easier and easier to maintain healthy boundaries. In fact, there's no reason you can't become so good at it that you barely notice yourself doing it at all. And saying no at the right moment eventually becomes an automatic habit. Chronically saying yes is a bad habit like any other, and learning when and how to say no is a good habit we can practice and drill. Before we look at the practical nuts and bolts of asserting yourself, a bit like the literal exercises you'd perform to strengthen a particular muscle, we'll look at the different kinds of assertiveness, a bit like understanding the different muscles that we're working on. Chapter 4, Setting and Enforcing Boundaries. If you were to read a review of yourself, perhaps in an appraisal at work, you might be pleased to see yourself described as accommodating and agreeable. This might be a good review at work, but are they generally good words to be described with? Be careful, as you might be fooled with the misplaced positivity around them. To be accommodating or agreeable means adapting to make others happy, which isn't establishing boundaries. It's a distinct lack of assertiveness. It's not bad to be agreeable, and often this comes from a place of empathy, a psychological desire to create social harmony and to make life better for everyone else. By itself, it's a positive force and neutral at worst. But it's the way that you might allow yourself to blur your lines in the name of agreeableness that it becomes a negative force in your life. Agreeableness can also come from a desire to be liked, resulting in a lack of genuineness and suppression of the self. In an interesting display of the complexity of human nature, most people are actually annoyed by people-pleasing. In a 2010 study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, researchers analyzed people's reactions to selfish versus generous actions in a game about rewards. They found that instead of appreciating the generous players, they were actually as equally disliked as the selfish ones. The unselfish members who gave toward the provision of a public good but used little of it themselves were also excluded from the group. Two follow-up studies were conducted, which found it wasn't unpredictability or confusion causing these results. People just found the generous players as unlikable as the selfish ones. Chapter 5. Build Your Self-Esteem and Self-Image. By now, you're probably starting to see just how closely linked self-worth and self-esteem are with the ability to say no. All three of the counter mindsets we've explored ultimately refer to our identities and how we see ourselves or think others see us. When we worry that saying no makes us selfish, uncaring, or a bad person, we're saying that our fears stem from a conflict with our self-image. Saying no is one way we can enforce boundaries. And what are boundaries except lines we've drawn around ourselves to separate us from the rest of our environment and from others? Boundaries equals identity. As we've seen in the previous chapter, boundaries that are too rigid can be a problem. But for the person who can't say no, the issue is usually boundaries that are too weak and porous. But when the lines we draw around us are sketchy, our self-image suffers. We blur our own desires and limits with those of others and get confused about who we are and what we want. If we have weak boundaries, we often seem to also have a poor sense of who we are, as well as a reduced belief in our own value as separate, worthwhile people. This is why weak boundaries, low self-worth, low self-awareness and self-knowledge, and the ability to say no seem to go together. Saying no is what defines and strengthens our boundaries and gives our personalities shape. When we can say no to certain things and yes to others, we make our values and principles real and communicate to others what we stand for instead of just floating along with other people's whims. The yes man lacks specificity, direction, and purpose. Ironically, this has been How to Say No. Stand your ground, assert yourself, and make yourself be seen without guilt or awkwardness. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2021 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.